Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, April 20th, 2020. This morning I will talk about pastoral meekness. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Beloved Good Shepherd, we praise you for your teaching heart and gentle spirit. We thank you for modeling meekness in leadership and for your patience with us as we learn. Heal our hearts, humble our spirits, open our hands that we might lead with gentleness and hospitality. Grant us open minds and a teachable spirit that we might lead those around us only to you. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. In Matthew 11:29 we read, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Meekness is a pastoral characteristic, as Charles Colson writes, "Freedom lives in obedience to our calling." We know this not only from the words of Jesus, but also from his disciples and from those that followed. For example, Jesus says, "And whoever gives one of the little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." This is Matthew 10:42. Here he is encouraging his disciples to display humility lived out, meekness, in front of not children, that is little ones, but of young believers or seekers. The word for disciple here means one who engages in learning through instruction from another, a pupil, an apprentice. And Jesus' disciples were instructed to teach young believers with an attitude of gentleness and service, modeling meekness in what they said and did. The Apostle Paul paraphrases Jesus' command, making teaching meekness or gentleness an explicit requirement for church leaders, as when he writes, "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they will come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will." This is 2 Timothy 2, verses 24 to 26. Gentleness or meekness also appears in many of Paul's lists of the fruits of the Spirit and in the writings of James and Peter. Interestingly, meekness is cloaked in one of Jesus' most famous images, "I am the Good Shepherd." The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is John 10:11. The image of the Good Shepherd is in fact a messianic image prophesied by the prophet Isaiah in one of his servant song passages. "He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young." This is Isaiah 40, verse 11. The Apostle John pushes the shepherd metaphor even further when he writes, "For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is Revelation 7:17. Here the messianic shepherd is also a lamb and a king, underscoring that meekness is a divine attribute. Shepherding likewise anchors the great pastoral passage of the Gospel of John, where the risen Christ confronts and restores Peter to leadership. "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" he said to him. "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you," he said to him. "Feed my lambs." This is John 21:15. Three times Jesus asks if Peter loves him, and with each of Peter's responses he asks Peter to give up fishing, that is, catching fish with hooks and nets, and to take up shepherding, caring for, defending, and feeding sheep. This is John 21:15-18. As with Peter, Jesus bids all his disciples to care for his flock, displaying meekness. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.